Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom. You realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
The TV news briefly for Thursday, 28th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. Stellantis reporting strong half-yearly results on their financial results. They say that their BEV sales are up nearly 50% year-on-year globally to 136,000 units in the first half of the year. And on track for those five gigafactories with their batteries, three in Europe, two in North America, alongside their battery partners. Mercedes-Benz saying that their new EQE EV has the same profit margin as the combustion-powered E-Class, which is good news. We want car makers to make profits from EVs, so they make more of them. Although worth noting that the EQE is 15 grand more in the US than an equivalent EQE combustion car, but still, same profit margins, they say. In Germany, electric car subsidies will reduce at the beginning of next year, but they will stick around. They're going to reduce from 6,000 euros to 3,000 euros for new cars, and over 40,000 euros, it drops to 3,000 euros. Some of the incentives will disappear completely at the end of 2024. There'll be no company car subsidies as well. UK pricing for the ID Buzz Cargo, that's the van version of the ID Buzz, announced, starts at £38,000, but of course that's without VAT of 20%. But a great spec, 77 kilowatt hour net battery, 256 miles, opening in August for orders. Huge news coming out of the US overnight in my time, and that is Senators Joe Manchin and the Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreeing to a climate bill. And although the Build Back Better bill might have been scuttled by Joe Manchin, it seems that he has agreed to this new $369 billion bill, which puts money into energy, into clean energy, which is weird. He's funded by the coal industry, so I wonder what on earth is happening there politically for him to have a change of heart and for his backers to have a change of heart. But he said he would vote for this deal by raising the minimum tax on corporations to 15% if they make more than $1 billion of profit, but not taxing anyone who earns less than $400,000 or families individually, and small businesses not getting taxed. So they're raising the taxes on big business to pay for this. It is an increase on the EV federal tax credit. It comes back for the likes of Tesla, GM, Toyota, those that have lost it. It comes back at the beginning of 2023, $7,500, $4,000 for used EVs. Only the first time they're resold, though. They'll do VIN tracking to make sure that happens properly, and it's not applicable to anyone who is a higher earner. So only applies for EVs as well that are below $80,000. And there's some categories within that. Also, only applies if the battery has a percentage of its components from the US and assembled in the US. It's good. It's not passed as law yet, but it's looking good. BP talking about opening ultra-fast charging in Germany for trucks with new 300 kilowatt chargers powered by, they say, renewable energy. SK increasing their investment in the US. A meeting with President Joe Biden yesterterday, just seen the minutes to that, where they say they will commit $22 billion more investment in major semiconductor, EV battery and technology investments, and a lot more jobs for the US as well. Rivian pulling back on customized orders. If you order a Rivian now, because of supply chain disruptions and the ongoing problems they're having, you can't choose the battery pack or the paint or the wheels when you place an order, only when Rivian say we are ready for you to configure. More EV chargers coming to Colorado. Their highways will be funded by some of that federal money. $57 million coming to Colorado's roads and highways for fast chargers. And Uber say that their electric car service is going very well. It's called Electric Comfort, but they are having to tell users how to get into Model 3s and Model Ys because they can't work out the door handles. And that is Briefly.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.